Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
About. You gotta put it in
perspective. Yes. Okay. Put me on the radio. No. Have you never heard my podcast? You just put me on the radio and then just watch the magic happen.
If you don't mind. I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
King size candy, getting king size candy. On Halloween, getting king size candy.
Uh-oh, it's a G. Check the date. Halloween is here. I gotta regulate. My costume look ill like Dallas Buyers. Katniss Erdeen. Yo, no, I'm on fire. Fire. Ring the doorbell and be polite. If you give me king size, I'll be back all night. Cut so many flavors, I can count them. Big, big butterfingers. Yeah, I'm about them.
There's a lot of serious stuff in the world right now.
Of course there is.
But then there's also buttholes.
That's
do you know what I mean?
But then there's also buttholes.
And now.
Why did Kevin cross the road? Because terrorist situations, aliens, maybe it's just something we'll never know the answer to.
Our feature presentation.
How dare you?
Mm-hmm. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday morning, the 14th of Rocktober.
Yeah, it is. Happy genocidal and racist conqueror day, everybody.
Okay, that's the official name.
I think that's what they officially call it now. Hey, not to, you know, for the guy who took Thursday and Friday off, not to, you know, start off complaining, but this is a federal holiday. Today's a federal holiday.
No mail, no schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an actual federal holiday.
Huh.
So.
Why are we here?
I mean, that's one way to put
it.
We're
not in the air till 6, if we all leave, but we all have to stay together and leave.
Yeah.
What?
We have to drive home together.
Yes. And then we just say, oh, we thought Columbus Day was a holiday. Oh, wait, we were supposed to work today?
What?
We had no idea.
We're very angry about this.
There's no mail.
Yes. And by the way, when there's no mail, I'm so sad I really shouldn't be working anyway because that's a black day on my calendar.
Sure.
You know, it's got to be black.
Yeah, because it's sad. Mm. Anyway, hi, Allie.
Hi, Bean.
Hi, Jensen.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey.
Hey. What's the haps out there this morning? What's a lot of drama just getting into work today?
Well, Muggs texted us from his car, Jensen and I.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we kind of go the same way, and mm-hmm. there's been a huge accident or accidents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the 101. Pretty much right outside our houses.
All eastbound lanes of the 101 freeway at White Oak and Encino remain closed for a fatal crash. That's the report.
So that seems bad, right?
And it was a parking lot.
So Muggs is our sacrificial lamb. He's
yes.
the one that took one for the team and then alerted you guys and said, don't get stuck in this. Go around.
100%.
What a love bug.
Took one for the team.
He was the first row in the Army.
Yeah.
And we said, go out there, watched him die, and then we went around him.
Right.
Right. Right.
He was in that first boat at Normandy.
Yes.
But he died for us.
For our sake.
And so we can't just throw that away. We have we have to honor it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hey, Muggs.
Hey, Muggs. So, what's this
How
situation
tired
out there?
Can you be? You've just been sitting there.
it's literally taken me an hour to go 1 mile.
Mm.
And
you should speed up.
Well, yeah, I'll cause another accident that way
if I
do that.
Okay.
But, I just got off at White Oak off the 101, so now I'm driving.
Just
through,
now?
Just now.
Wow.
I'm driving.
It's like a mile from my house.
I'm driving through the Mid Valley to get to where the 101 and the 405 are via Sepulveda. But when I got off at White Oak, there were probably 10 CHP squad cars There was a news van there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on right now. But I mean, I'm hopping on.
I think, unfortunately, what I heard on the way in is there may be a death involved. Yeah. And when that happens, they have to really do a thorough search.
But you keep complaining about how bad it is for you, Muggs.
Yeah. Why does somebody have to die when I'm trying to make it work on time?
Right? Inconsiderate. Oh,
that is the spirit. So I'm trying to figure out the timeline here because was Muggs the one who alerted you, Jensen, and you, Kevin, that there was trouble?
Yeah,
yes. It happened too recently for him to Waze and get a heads up himself. So he got stuck in it.
Well, why would any of us have Wazed? You know, I never do in the morning because it's so quick.
Right.
And it's always open.
Yeah. And I'm hoping for the Paul Revere to be like, guys, do not go this way. And we got it this time. So
now, Muggs, do you use Waze?
I just got it this morning, but like being said, it was just too, I got caught right in it before I like realized, oh, well, I'm going to be sitting here for a while, you know?
Yeah.
He's in the eye of the storm.
Yep. But I was Kevin and Jensen's Paul Revere. I do feel good about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, obviously you're fired because you're not here. But
come on.
I am glad that we got a chance to at least say goodbye and thank you for all your years of service here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And, you know, enjoy the rest of your life.
Also, thanks, dude, because Kevin and I would have got that brunt. So
yeah,
we appreciate it, man.
Yeah. I do what I can for the team, guys.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll see you about 8.
All right. You guys want breakfast?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to eat all of it before I get there.
Got a lot of choices between where you are and where we are.
Yeah. Come on. I'm going to sit down at Bob's Big Boy. I don't know.
Okay, bye now, Muggs.
Okay.
Listen to how exasperated and exhausted he sounds.
Oh, everyone knows that feeling, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's so frustrating.
Might as well just get out of the car, stretch.
Wander around.
Mm-hmm.
Meet some chicks.
Yep.
What?
Positive, that's where you're going to meet the chicks.
Hey, I don't know if we have time to do. Do we have time? We have time, right?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. There were two unbelievable, well, there were multiple unbelievable sports things that happened over the weekend. But two marathon records were set this weekend. And I just want to mention this really quickly. First of all, 81 seconds shaved off the women's marathon record. Now, you know, when you're talking about marathons, you know, world records sometimes are 2 seconds faster than the next guy.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
A woman named Bridget Kosgei, who is Kenyan, in the Chicago Marathon, shaved 81 seconds off of the world record. Is that astonishing?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because it takes years for incremental decreases in time.
Yeah, you beat it by a second and then three, mm-hmm. and then somebody else beats it by 7 seconds.
Yeah, it's astonishing. So that's thing one. Thing two is, did you guys see the first sub-2-minute marathon that was run this weekend?
I saw the end of it, yeah.
It's unbelievable, and it doesn't count as a world record.
What?
I thought it did.
It's not a world record. Listen, this is crazy, and I'll do this as fast as I can because I know we have a very busy show today. This is another Kenyan. His name is Eliud Kipchoge, which is, I'm sure, pronounced wrong.
You nailed it.
He ran a marathon in 1 hour, 59 minutes, and 40 seconds. The fastest any runner has ever run a marathon.
First under 2 minutes, right?
First under 2 minutes in history. That's right.
Not 2 minutes, 2 hours, sorry.
He carved almost 2 minutes off of his own. He's already the world record holder, by the way, and he carved almost 2 minutes off of his own world record to run this.
We got to test that guy.
He's 34 years old. He's a Kenyan. And the reason it doesn't count as a record is because the entire thing was set up. First of all, he was the only runner.
What?
Second of all, he was the only runner. It wasn't an actual marathon.
Oh.
This was set up
for
as a challenge for time to give him every possible advantage to try to break the two-hour mark.
So it was all downhill?
It wasn't all
downhill.
Best
case scenario.
No, they searched the world to find what they thought was the most advantageous course, and ended up being in Vienna, Austria. So they looked for the flattest place that had the best street layout and everything else, and then they did every possible thing that they could do to make sure that he had an opportunity to run it. I mean, for instance, they had a car guided with lasers to show him the best path to take, for instance. You know what I mean? Lasers.
Like in case there was a pebble or something?
No, I just
think could destroy the pebble with a laser.
Yeah.
Get right out of the way.
When you're talking about seconds, You know what I mean? I mean, I guess every possible advantage. I mean, everything was set up to be as advantageous for this runner as
like
possible.
Like a dog runs on the road, laser.
You're right. I guess so. Yes.
Rest in peace, buddy.
They had pace setters who were all Olympians and other distance stars who were running seven at a time in a wind blocking formation devised by an expert of aerodynamics.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't you just get in a car?
Like the Mighty Ducks flying V.
Why do they got rollerblades even?
So they just did everything he could. He also was wearing an updated, still unreleased version of Nike's new Vaporfly shoes. Jensen, you're a shoehead. You know what this is all about?
They are running shoes, yeah.
I don't think you
see them out in the streets much, but yeah.
Yeah, well, they haven't been released yet.
Yeah.
And they are specifically designed for long-distance running, if you can believe it or not. So he wasn't competing against anybody. It wasn't an actual marathon, so it does not count as a world record.
Well, it's bogus, then.
Well, but is it, though? Because yes. Every other world record is in competition with actual real-world...
Yes, those all count.
They all count because they're an actual marathon.
Yes, but this seems all set up and fake.
Yeah,
so that...
and it wasn't real-world.
Right.
It wasn't real world. So you're agreeing with me that it should not be the world record.
Correct.
Right? No.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Last record, whoever set the record in a marathon, okay, mm-hmm. his last record should be the record.
It is. But imagine running 26.2 miles in under 2 hours, which, by the way, is 4.5 minute miles.
Wow.
4.5 minute miles for 26 miles.
That's crazy.
Imagine running that marathon, and then you get headlines like this one in The Atlantic, the greatest, fakest world record.
I mean, technically, they're right.
They are. It does have to hurt, though. I mean, to have actually done a thing and not have it count. But, I mean...
But he knew it wasn't going to count from...
He did. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
he's fine.
He did. He's probably okay. Do you think that someone will break the two-hour mark? Do you think that that
What's
will
What's the record now? 2 hours and what?
It's like 201 and some change.
Oh, I would think so then, yeah.
And he's the guy who did it. You know, yeah. He's the guy who owns the record. So. I mean, because it has been thought, you know, it has been thought for, you know, for decades that it is impossible. But, you know, people...
Is that your goal? When you run the marathoner?
I am a marathoner, as we know. I am a marathoner.
Are you going to try and sub 2 hour it?
I mean, I expect that will...
Hell of a sentence.
I expect that will happen on my first marathon.
Your first marathon.
You didn't say this, but he was handed... high carb drinks.
Yes,
by a bike. That's breaking the rules.
It is.
That's not even questionable if he had broken the record or not. Mm-hmm. No other marathoner gets a bike pulled up alongside of him and then handed carbs.
Then he had an IV while he was running, and there was an ambulance next to him. And they're like, "Come on, man!"
And then they had a wind machine behind him, and all he had to do was put his arms out, and he just floated. I mean, it really is.
Jetpack for miles 6 to 20.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Faker.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Really? Why? I don't care.
It's a weird thing when you start watching a TV show and it goes south. Mm-hmm. And you go, you know what? The show just isn't any good anymore. Some people, Omar is one of them, just can't stop. He just can't.
Just committed.
Just hopes
committed.
It's going to get better.
He's
maybe?
Into it. He is or was into it. And so it's just like, you know what? I put too much time into this to bail. Oh. I don't understand this at all.
Look at
good sign
commitment.
For his marriage, though, yeah.
Nice.
So we'll talk about that today. We also have great news on the program today, a recap of the NFL, and we're going to announce Kevin and Bean's last breakfast at 7:15.
Is it Owl City?
How would we get Owl City?
If it's Owl please. City, it won't be my last breakfast, I'll tell you that.
Please let it be Owl City.
We'll take a break and we will come back with what's happening next.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock, KROQ.
I'm sure there's a lot to catch up on after the weekend. Allie is here with what's happening on a Monday.
Well, what's happening is some box office numbers, you guys. Joker topped the box office again, second weekend in a row, bringing in $55 million. That's $543 million all told in its first 12 days of release.
Wow.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
Nope. For a movie that nobody seems to love, by the way.
I liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. Just had a few little issues with it, but mm-hmm. I liked it a lot. Okay. I did love it, though. You're right.
A lot of people seems like, oh, it's fine. You know, it's good. I think 7, 8 is the highest out of 10 I've heard.
Yeah,
from
and a $500 million for a movie that nobody loves is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm glad I saw it. I can see it again. That's all.
That's Let's try and make Kevin feel bad for seeing it. I mean, no one loves it. You saw something no one loves.
You wasted that time.
Have you guys seen all of the different ones where the Joker is walking through and then they put in, like, Seth Rogen's laugh?
No.
Those are funny. It's replacing the laughs with all these famous laughs that we know.
I will say this. SNL had a huge, huge yes this weekend with a Joker parody called The Grouch. And it was Oscar the Grouch as the Joker. And
did you watch it, Allie?
I did.
It was so funny.
Brilliant. It was so well done. I loved it. So there it is, me being nice to SNL.
Wow.
Well, your boyfriend David Harbour is on it.
Yeah.
He's good.
He's real good.
He's real good.
Yeah. Coming in with a very solid second place debut at $30 million was the Addams Family. Anyone any interest in the Addams Family?
Is that animated?
Yes.
Then no.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's animated.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have any interest, no.
Bean's favorite, Nick Kroll, is one of the voices.
Well, another reason to not see it.
Is there another Addams Family that's coming out soon?
No, this is the one.
That's it. They didn't set up a cartoon and a live action to run at the same time.
That would be huge. Yeah, that would be
a good competition.
Really huge. Mm-hmm. Cool. Oh, they're cute, though.
Yeah, it is well designed.
Yeah, they look real cute.
Yeah. You thought that there was like a new Raul Julia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We have bad news for you, Allie.
Yeah.
He's unavailable.
It's been a while.
Oh, no.
Unavailable.
Is he shooting something else?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
And your dog went to live on a farm.
Honestly, up until like, I was way too old to know that wasn't true. I really believe that.
And be brokenhearted.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, that's so great. So she could run around and stuff? That's
she has
awesome.
A job.
Like, and I'll totally miss her, but it makes sense.
Sure. Run around in the clouds.
Yeah. Oh. Will Smith's Gemini Man came in third with $20.5 million.
That looks like a Kevin pick.
Saw it.
And
funny you would say that. It was I liked it.
Yeah.
I'd give it a good solid seven to eight.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
The only problem is they made Will Smith look younger.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And every time I saw him, I'm like, oh, the Fresh Prince is in this. This is great. It was a little distracting just in that way, but
yeah. Smell you later. It's like in the middle.
That's what I expected, yeah.
was the technology really good though?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, very much so.
I saw, Allie, forgive me if you were going to mention this, but I saw Will Smith enjoyed this process so much of acting against his younger self that he's now talking about, hey, wouldn't it be cool if I could star in a movie with a young Marlon Brando? Because now they can recreate any actor they want and make it look good.
But so, they need the original actor to
do the voice?
Oh, I'm sure
you
they
know
could,
what I mean? Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure they could figure out a way around that. Look, they have so much Marlon Brando, they could make his voice, you know, they could synthesize his voice
right.
if they wanted to. But I mean, it is weird to think about movies that can come out that can star anyone. Mm. No matter how dead they are. You know what I mean?
Are there varying levels of death?
There are. Like, if someone just died last week, that's a much easier CGI right. than somebody that died 20 years ago.
But what I'm saying is, you know, Seth Rogen could now make a movie with Charlie Chaplin if he wanted to. I'm saying the technology is
I
there now.
I have been... Fingers crossed for a Seth Rogen Charlie Chaplin movie. That's
the lethal weapon I've been hoping for my whole
life. That's the one.
Also, as if actors already don't have enough competition, Bean. We don't need to go up against dead people.
But also, I'll say this. When I went to the movie, I was a little bit like, I feel like those are always gimmicks.
Right.
So now it's like, let's see. Let's see how it is. It was pretty good.
Okay.
But I think it's still a gimmick.
All right.
But I liked it.
Fourth place went to Abominable, and rounding out the top five, Downton Abbey, bringing its domestic total to $82.7 million and over $152 million globally.
Well, clearly $15 of that is Bean, because Bean loves the Downton Abbey. You love it.
I still haven't, not yet, but...
Oh, you go to hell. How much time did you spend wasting saying how great it's going to be when you go?
And the comedy is that I was just in London for 4 days where it's showing at every theater.
Yeah. Just given 2 hours your time.
I will see it. I'm excited
Stop
about it.
Stop saying that.
I'm telling you I'm going to see it.
Right. Tell us after you saw it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a big box office for that kind of movie.
Yeah, absolutely. For that kind of dull movie, of course.
It's going to be great.
It's huge.
Can't wait.
It's going to be great.
So
when
excited.
I see it on a plane someday. Some birthdays for you. Oh, God. Jared Goff, Usher, Thomas Dolby.
She blinded me with science.
She blinded me with science.
Okay. Stacey Keibler and Stephen A. Smith. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
All right, TV talk time.
Mm-hmm.
Omar.
Yeah, how are you?
Just started watching Game of Thrones. Now,
yeah.
Why, I don't know.
Because I'm always late to the game guy.
Right, but you're way late to the game on this one. Like, there's no talk anymore about it. There's no.
No, but people were so over the top of how great it was.
Right.
That how I watch my TV shows, that's how I base it. Because I can't in real time watch anything because my schedule is so crazy.
Right.
So I found that once something is done, I rather watch it. Like, Netflix is the best thing ever. Like, so yes. I could knock out a season at a time. And right. It's very entertaining that way to me.
Right.
So I decided to get on the Game Thrones bandwagon, and
it's
I can't
not even a bandwagon
well,
anymore.
Yeah, no. So, so I started watching Game of Thrones, and it is so painful. I'm halfway. Oh, you know what? I just finished season three, started season four, and I hate it. I hate it so much. It's so slow. There's so much stuff to keep track of.
Wow.
You got it's just bananas. It's a lot to keep straight.
Okay, so here's the important part.
Yeah.
So you're like, I'm not going
to
waste
my
time.
Yeah, you can easily give in. I mean, because you have like a month you have to give to this show to get it all done.
Everybody says, because I voiced my opinions to my friends.
By the way, past tense.
No. Currently,
like 2-3 months ago.
No, currently says, wait, it's going to get better. So I'm just waiting for it to get better.
But how is anyone's favorite show something that gets better? I mean, why would I have to drag myself through crap to get something good?
You really have to just be patient through the first six seasons.
At this point, I'm so far invested in it, I have to keep on.
No, you don't.
I have to keep with it. Yes.
Does it play any part, the fact that the show is over? So why even start watching it?
No, because I don't pay attention that closely to anything, so I really don't know what's going on.
You didn't know that the show has ended?
No, I know that, but I mean, I don't care about stuff that, you know, you hear about the storylines and stuff. I don't care. But I am pissed because I was promised, like, dragons and big action scenes, and none of that stuff goes on, ever.
It just does occasionally.
Yeah, and it's totally bogus. There's, like, incest going on, which is weird.
Which is cool.
Odd that you led with that, but yeah.
Yeah. But Omar, let me ask you this question, because obviously Jensen said, why don't you just quit? And you keep saying you're invested. You must like something about it, or you wouldn't feel invested in it.
Oh, just said the incest.
The incest and the naked boobies are pretty cool. Yeah. They have really, really cool naked...
Yeah, you can't get that anywhere.
You can't see those anywhere.
Yeah, we don't have the internet. So the other thing for me is, like, one of the things I feel like I have the most honor and pride about in my entire life, like, it goes wedding day... having Adler stop watching Heroes after season one.
Wow.
Like, that's literally the order in which...
Because
season one of Heroes was so good. And then I watched a couple of season two and was like, nah, son.
Really?
I'm getting out of this thing immediately.
We have limited time and there's too much TV. So you can't watch everything you want to watch.
And this was even before too much TV. I was that smart.
So, wow. So I don't understand not being able to bail. I honestly don't. It's like, look, if you don't love it...
I can't do it, man. I can't do it. I don't know why. I have no idea why.
I can a little bit understand that if it's when the hype was going crazy.
No,
and you wanted to be and you wanted to be in the know at work, and
right.
Because everybody
was
talking
cool
about it.
Conversations
right.
At the water cooler.
And there was was that The Man in the High Castle? I think it's an Amazon series.
Yeah, he loves that.
Like, I love it.
I watched season one and then I was out because that didn't really keep them my interest. You know what? I think. Oh, I know what it is. Is Game of Thrones keeps my it piques my interest to a certain level where it keeps me interested enough to keep going, but it's still terrible.
AKA naked boobies.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Look, at least you guys are watching shows that are everybody like loves.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the freaking Vampire Diaries from 2009 to 2017 because I had to finish it.
What a waste.
But you didn't have to.
I had to because I invested
like I watched
so
the season of Half and I thought, oh, that's pretty good. Not good enough. Moving on.
No, it was.
Let me give you another example. Walking Dead, hugest fan in the world.
Yeah, you were.
Just came back.
Bailed. Last season sometime.
Just
everyone
over
says
it.
Everyone says who likes The Walking Dead, they go, yeah, it got bad, but I'm still watching. What are you doing?
No, I can't. I don't have time for that.
It's interesting, Kevin, you should bring that up because I am in exactly that point right now because season 10 just came back.
Oh.
We're two episodes in and I'm deciding right now whether to go in for another season or not, or if I can walk away after. After nine seasons,
I
get what
question.
Omar is saying. You are invested in these characters.
Look, Bean, I mean, look, they already got renewed for season 11, and Maggie's coming back. So I think it's worth it to stay.
No, it's not, you guys.
Too much TV.
Practice self-love. Give yourself some time. Do something else.
I'm doing plenty of self-love, but then I still have time for TV.
I'm looking at the guy who likes the incest and naked boobies. So yeah. I feel like he's the one with self-love.
He's practicing self-love, yeah.
Brand the broken wins. He's the king at the end.
Oh!
I'm trying to ruin it for you, sir.
The wheelchair kid.
Yeah, if I
no, I know.
If I ruin it,
I don't care about that stuff.
You get it. You get
no,
it.
No, I still don't. Like for me, like I don't get people like, oh no, spoiler. For me, it's like watching the journey. I don't care about spoilers because okay. I want to see
them. I thought that would be awesome. No,
yeah.
No.
About the friends that he meets along the way.
Sure. Right?
Yeah. How about you? How about you, Allie? Have you ever wasted hundreds of hours on a show that wasn't good?
I will say that every Sunday I watch a show I don't even like at all.
Is it a hate watch?
Not even a hate watch. I don't care about anyone on the show.
Why do you watch it?
Because I know that after that I can switch to HBO and the Righteous Gemstones are on. But before that, I know if I sit down and I eat dinner, I do all that during The Affair, I can just sit there and hate a show and then be so happy that the show I love is coming on.
What a terrible plan.
Yeah, I'm just...
Do you not have a remote or a way to change channels?
No, okay. I don't. Yeah, but I don't care. I don't care about this Noah Soloway guy. He's a horrible person. Everyone in his life is horrible.
Well, don't watch it.
I can't not watch it.
Why don't you watch something else that's on before Righteous Gemstones?
Like what, Bean?
Like
that's
anything.
Crazy
There's 500 channels.
That's crazy. No, it's just I know that's on Showtime, and then I'll just switch the channel to HBO.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's real dumb. I get it.
There's no show I've hated more. There's no show I've hated more in my entire life than Entourage, and I saw every episode.
What? Is that a hate watch?
Yes. It was the worst show on television, but it was on before something great. Like
but there's difference
Sopranos
between a hate watch and
I think
and
it was
Omar
on before Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, Curb, yeah, right.
And Omar really wanted to enjoy, thought he would love.
Yeah.
He's not hate-watching it.
No, he's trying his hardest.
He's just way disappointed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I think we all are fine with hate-watching, right?
Sure.
That's legit. But what Omar's doing is painful. He's wasting hours of his life every week watching something he doesn't enjoy.
But, it gets better, right? That's what I hear.
The ending. Better. You will love the ending. The final episode, everyone can agree on.
Fantastic.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
It's Kevin and Bean.
K-U-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for... Okay, now with the echo. Great news!
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for...
We do this, of course, because the news is so depressing. If that's all you watch, you don't get great news. And that's what we try to bring to you. This one is out of Virginia. A man named Dustin Wright. He said, after reading several stories of kids looking at the hot lunches at school, seeing the price, and then putting them back because they didn't have money on their cafeteria accounts, I thought maybe we could raise some money for the kids in similar situations in the area. And that's really an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. And that's like one of the things that our charity does is back to school. So they have a backpack and they have food and they have snacks. It's just super awkward at a very, very challenging time in your life anyway to not be able to afford.
Don't kids eat too much though, really, as it is?
I don't think that means we need to starve them at school.
Okay.
No. And food shame is a very
serious
thing.
Yeah.
So
I think Governor Newsom is outlawing it in California. I think you have to give kids food. I think that's one of the things that he's been working on.
Well, here's one of the things about this is that they do give you food whether you can afford it or not. I don't know if that's new or not, or that students just didn't know that when they were putting food back. Mm-hmm. But then they go into debt. The school mm-hmm. goes into debt. So this guy created a fundraiser on Facebook with an initial goal of collecting $1,000 toward the negative lunch account balances at the high school. As usual, people went above and beyond.
Sure.
First of all, here's Dustin, and he's not incredibly dynamic.
I think, you know, if a family's already struggling to cover up lunch debt, you know, least you do is clear the slate.
Clear the slate. So he wants to raise $1,000 just to help pay it off. And then he found out, you know what the debt is? You know what the school's debt is? It's $4,000, a little over $4,000.
Okay.
So his goal was $1,000, and then people started giving.
An update for you now on the Amherst County man who started the fundraiser to pay off school lunch debt. Dustin right there raised more than $7,500 thanks to you.
$7,500.
Nice.
He wanted $1,000.
Nice.
What's he going to do with the rest of it?
He's giving it to other schools.
He's pocketing it, right?
He has now ended the online fundraiser because he raised enough money to cover all the schools in the Amherst area.
Wow.
Students at Amherst schools get a lunch each day regardless if they can afford it or not. But this money is going to go to pay off the debt for the students who can't pay.
And I just want to say that for every single person that puts up a GoFundMe or some type of raising money in any way, there are a lot of people out there who want to help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Point them in the right direction, and yep, they're happy to do it. He wanted $1,000, he got $7,500.
So many fat kids now, though.
I don't think that's not the point.
Okay.
That's my great news.
Oh, wow.
Sure. And that's my great news.
I like it. My story is about a woman named Joy Ryan. She's from Ohio. She's 89 years old. She's never vacationed in her life, has never seen the mountains or the ocean. So an idea from her grandson a few years ago changed all that. He said, let's go visit all of the national parks. There's 61 in the country. And she said, yeah, let's give it a whirl. I'm happy to do anything.
She's 89. What is he, a slave driver? Come on, give her a break.
She said, I'm not going to
give her a rest.
I'm not going to sit and drink tea and watch soap operas. Oh, I would.
Same.
If that's what getting old is about, Joy, what are you doing? But in 2017, you might remember the story, they began by visiting 21 parks in 28 days. And during that road trip, she climbed a mountain at the age of 85. She slept in a tent for the first time at the age of 85. She had a blast rolling down the dunes at Great Dunes National Park and Reserve. She said, I figured I'm only going to be here once. Might as well go down it.
Her grandson is trying to kill
him.
How much inheritance is involved here?
I just want to ask for sure. She's in on this? She wants to do this?
She absolutely is.
Okay.
Why is she tied up in the photos that I'm looking
at
right now?
She is not. She also came face to face with wildlife.
Excellent.
Her grandson is really trying to
knock her off.
Actually, when I read this quote, you're going to be like, Allie, rethink this.
And he threw his grandmother into a lion pit.
Grandson said, when you have a full-grown moose running straight at you and your grandma can't run away from it, you just have to stand there and hope for the best.
What? And by that, he means he's rooting for the animal.
Now I am wondering. By the way, Bean, how many lion pits?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Oh, those lion pits.
You know, the very popular Lion Pit National Park.
Sure.
Well, 3 years, 28,000 miles later, they've traveled to Colorado to visit Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park and Rocky Mountain National Park, bringing them up to 36. And the reason
she
I saw
She died about halfway through this, by the way.
She has
it's
not
a weekend
died.
At Bernie
She's
situation.
Having a blast. I saw her on a friend's page because the station I used to work at in Utah just had her on a few days ago. She's so dang cute. You can follow their whole journey at Grandma Joy's road trip. And she is such a delight. You just see her in the middle of a canyon, just with her arms up, like so happy, looking like she's wearing a little robe.
What does her face look like?
Really
is it like
happy.
A, hey, someone
really
help.
Happy.
Help
in
me, I'm in trouble.
Can you see her grandson driving away and leaving her
I
there?
I hate you so much. Best part, after hearing
she's
about their
in
journeys,
Morse code. Help.
Hyatt Hotels is now paying for their stays across America, so she doesn't have to rough it anymore. She's going to be in really nice hotels, and it's just having a blast. You can
follow.
You
know where else she wouldn't have had to rough it?
Oh,
at home.
Oh, my God. I hate you. Go to @GrandmaJoy's road trip. You will see how much fun she is having. It is a delight. And my God, if you still have your grandparents around, what a wonderful thing to be able to do with them.
As long as they want to.
All right. That's my great news.
I'm not sure that's great news for anybody, by the way.
Hate all
grandson
of you.
Is like, when do I get paid? Come on, Grandma.
All right, real fast, the final great news story for the day. This is a, maybe this is a situation y'all have been through. A family moved to a new home in Eldridge, Iowa, and they, the 15-year-old daughter and the 6-year-old son had shared a bedroom together in the old place. But, you know, people start getting older, they need their own space, so they moved into a house where they got separate bedrooms. Well, the little 6-year-old, Hayden Williams, was terrified about sleeping in his new bedroom for the first time. He was convinced that there were monsters in the bedroom. By the way, he's not wrong. Sometimes there are, right?
For sure.
His mom did everything, Amanda. She did everything she could to let her son know that this house was perfectly safe. She didn't have to worry about that. Nothing was going to get him in the night. He could go ahead and sleep, but he just was not able to sleep. He was just terrified all the time. So his mom takes him to the police station, not to be arrested, but to talk to the police officers there so that they could reassure him that he was fine. They ran into an Eldridge police officer named Bruce Schwartz, who not only told the kid that he was going to be fine, but he said, let me go back with you to the house and I'll check out your room for you. So he did. Took his flashlight and looked under the bed and looked to the closet.
And a suitcase and filled it up as he was there?
So he's robbing the family?
Yes,
in your scenario?
Of course.
No, okay. No, not at all. Oh. No, he was just trying to reassure the little man that his room was going to be safe.
That's what I meant.
Hold up.
Yes.
Is there nothing that these police officers are doing in this town?
In Eldridge, Iowa? Probably not.
Probably
here's
not indeed.
Here's the thing, though. If I was a police officer, I'd be like, man, that is adorable that you want me to come to your house and figure this out for you, how to parent your kid. But that is up to you.
This is Bean's great news.
It is not great
news.
I'm with this
it.
Guy is busy.
The mom did not ask the police officer to come over. In fact, she was anxious that they would look down on her for bringing her kid into the station like this. But once the little, you know, once he met Officer Bruce Schwartz, Bruce offered to come to the house and check it out.
He was trying to bang mama.
So that's very possible. By the way, I don't see any reference to a husband in this story at all. Well, Schwartz's inspection proved to be just what little Hayden needed. The very next day, he woke up at 7 o'clock and proudly told his mother that he had made it alone through the night and that there were no monsters in the room, and he had the best night's sleep he had since they moved to the new place. And Officer Schwartz returned the next morning.
Yeah, he did. So he didn't return. He was still right? there from the night before.
So that he could check up on Hayden.
Check up, yeah.
And to make sure that everything had gone smoothly
what
overnight.
If being- There's Plot twist.
Yeah.
Plot twist.
Yes, go ahead.
He goes to check out the house.
Uh-huh.
And there's a serial killer that they've been looking for 15 years in his closet.
Whoa.
And he's like, I'll get to it. First, I'm going to bang mom.
There's no question he's banging mom now that I see the story here. Yeah, this officer was not that interested in this bratty and dumb 6-year-old. So that's my great news.
All right. Oh, I didn't put it on in time, but. You know, that happens. Hey, we're going to announce next Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast With.
Mm-hmm.
Huge band.
Yeah.
Tiny place.
Yeah.
Playing live, asking questions. It's all going to happen, and we will tell you all about it next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Got to tell you, I'm pretty sad that Bean's going to die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty much a bummer.
No, I'm the healthiest man alive. I'm fine. I'm not dying.
We scheduled the last breakfast.
No, you're misunderstanding.
Just after he passes away.
Oh, like a funeral of sorts.
A celebration of life.
Okay. Guys, I'm here. I'm healthy. What? I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Who is the reason that talking?
It's me. It's Pete. I'm here and I'm
from
fine.
From the afterlife?
No, I didn't die, you guys. The reason it's called Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast is just because I am leaving the show. But I'm fine and I'm healthy and the breakfasts will continue.
Exactly what we would expect you to say.
Just without me.
You mean fine in like a spirit way, like the way like your grandma watches over you as you grow old.
No, I'm alive. I'm alive, you guys.
R.I.P. Bean.
Kevin, in the long history of Breakfast With, and we've been lucky enough to be doing them for almost the whole 30 years we've been on the show here, do you have a favorite? Do you have one that stands out above the rest? I know there have been so many great moments, it's kind of hard to put you on the spot.
I loved you two.
Yeah.
I love Nine Inch Nails. I love My Chemical Romance. I love Foo Fighters.
Those are all great choices, man. Those are all great choices.
Bush, and because I'll tell you why.
I bet you do.
I'll tell you why. Yeah.
Could you say that again, please, cleanly?
I love the band Bush. Because there was a woman in the audience that had Gavin's name tattooed, and it was spelled G-A-L-V-I-N.
Galvin.
And we showed it to him, and he thought that was one of the funniest things. So I did love that as well.
That was fantastic.
How about you?
You named some of my favorites. We've done No Doubt a couple of times, yes. And those were a blast. I remember those. We did a couple of them at Capitol Records, including Smashing Pumpkins, I think we did there
yes,
once.
That's where Mike Kim was, too.
And Mike Kim was, too, yeah. And that was incredible. I don't know. There have just been so many. Let's hear a montage of a lot of the Breakfast With that we've done over the years here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our Breakfast with My Chemical Romance.
Blink-182. Radiohead.
No Doubt, everybody.
Because I'm just a girl.
Nine Inch Nails.
Ladies and gentlemen, Metallica.
Never
too.
Let's hear it for Weezer.
Breakfast with the Killers.
Please welcome Coldplay.
And Linkin Park.
Breakfast with Muse. This is crazy.
No one's going to take.
Breakfast with Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Sting.
Foo Fighters.
From Akron, Ohio, give it up for the Black Keys.
Wonderful things happen on this tiny little stage in front of us with a couple of hundred of our favorite K-Rock listeners. And this morning, very special treat. It's a little band that we like to call the Arcade Fire.
Breakfast with Mumford & Sons.
Breakfast with Jack White, the Kevin and Bean Show here on K-Rock.
Creed, everybody. Studios with K-Rock. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
not an overwhelming response for that one. But,
audience of one.
Yes, that's true.
I think it was two. I think they had a plus one.
But he didn't show. I do have a new favorite now that I hear that, okay. and it was Jack White. Jack White was so incredible.
How did the Sting one come together?
It was awesome. It was so amazing. Weird.
It's great.
It was super weird. I'm not sure. I don't even remember how it came about. But
he
was
playing like the Hollywood Bowl or something. Mm-hmm. So he was in town, and I guess he had a new record out or something. And we, you know, we just looked at him and went, "My God, he's a legend."
Yeah. And he sounded incredible.
And he was so nice and such a great interview. And his band was terrific. And that's one of those moments, you know, you just think about. I mean, under 200 people standing there looking at Sting, a guy who sells out stadiums all over the world. Mm. It's just incredible.
Do you remember the Dave Matthews Band? And how
yes, I do.
Unbelievable funny he is.
Yes, hilarious. That was a great one. That was like at the Troub or something, or the one of those places like that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are so many that aren't
even left. I mean, who this announcement? Who would even be left out of that list?
Right.
Well, there are a couple of people we've never gotten. And I don't think we ever will, because REM broke up, for starters. That was one that we tried for a really, really long time.
You can put that one on your podcast.
But we do have one of the biggest bands in the world that is lined up for Kevin and Bean's last Breakfast With.
What about Amy Winehouse?
Unavailable. Rodney, I'm sorry. Okay,
sorry.
Sorry to say. What do we have? Do we have a big announcement here, or do we just say it, or what do we do?
I think you just say it, but let me...
What's happening?
That's a terrible setup.
What's up, bitches?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wait. Let's hold.
Silence!
Okay. The last.
Oh, no.
We already did all that. Kevin and Bean's last breakfast.
Oh, no. Hold the announcement. Hold it. Nope. Too low.
We can't hear the band.
Did you say it?
No, we can't. He didn't say it.
Did you say the
band?
He said it.
We can't hear him.
Did you say the band?
He didn't say it yet.
I haven't got to yet.
Okay.
Kevin and Bean's last breakfast.
He's got to say it.
What?
He has to say it.
October 20th. Wait.
What?
Nothing. I couldn't hear anything.
Just say the band. Just say the band. Nothing else.
Don't hit the button.
Just say the band.
Don't hit the Green Day.
Yeah!
Green Day.
Can I hit the button now?
No. Monday, October 28th, Breakfast with Green Day. It's Kevin Bean's last breakfast. And let me tell you the best thing about this, besides the fact that they have what looks like maybe their best album ever getting ready to come out, which we are so excited about to get a chance to see some of those songs live. What's amazing about this is that you're going to get tickets now. We're going to give away the first pair of tickets right now for the just-announced Kevin and Bean Last Breakfast with Green Day at the HD Radio Soundspace here at K-Rock.
Green Day, guys.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I don't think we made the announcement. Green Day.
Green Day, right.
It's huge.
Okay.
Again, a band that's playing Dodger Stadium next summer.
We already did it.
Yeah, you can and should see them at Dodger Stadium in July.
Right.
But why not see them in the HD Radio Soundspace in addition to that?
Yeah. Like 200 people or something. Yeah, it's nothing.
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean here, and as you know, Bean is going to die soon.
Nope. Kevin, I'm just leaving the show.
R.I.P. upbeat.
Just moving to England, I'm the healthiest man alive.
Don't mind him, he's in denial.
And that's why we're having Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast.
And this one's with Green Day.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Billy Joe from Green Day.
It's Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day in the HD Radio sound space.
Like we do, it's a small, intimate venue, and you get to ask Green Day whatever you want.
Hey, maybe we could ask them if they know how to cure what's wrong with you.
That's a great idea because they are medical doctors. Don't forget, Green Day will be performing live.
Listening to K-Rock for your chance to win tickets to Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day.
Every hour on the hour, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Hey, we should serve Green Days and ham. Get it? See? You don't get it.
I'm glad you're dying.
The world's famous K-Rock.
Welcome to
K-Rock.
HD Radio. More choices, better sound, and no subscription fees.
You guys, Green Day is Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with. We just announced it moments ago. This is not information that you missed, that you slept on or slept through. We literally just announced it. And we're going to give away the first pair of tickets right now at 1-800-520. Somebody's headphones are really loud, by the way. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number if you'd like to play a game to win your way into Breakfast with Green Day.
Presenting Kevin and Bean's title fight. Two people enter the ring. Only one leaves with the tickets. Let's get ready to go to a concert.
Kevin, you want to explain how this game works before we meet our contestants?
It's title fight, and I don't feel like we've mentioned this very often, which is that Dave and Allie are going to give you clues to a Green Day song title.
Okay.
You have to say the Green Day song title. They can't use any of the words in the Green Day song mm-hmm. title.
Mm-hmm. So we just describe it as best we can.
Yes, you're going to give clues, and then they have to come up with...
Oh, that's how you play it.
You've been missing that, Dave.
Yeah.
Now we know why Dave has never won this game, right?
I'm undefeated, by
okay, so
he is undefeated. He has never won.
That's right. So we put 45 seconds on the clock, and if you are confused, you're just not making a connection or whatever, go ahead and pass, and you can move on to the next one. And then if you have time left, you come down at the end. So we're looking for the fastest person to name the most Green Day songs, right?
Yes.
Right.
All right. Who's our first contestant, please?
Here's a hint. Pick Allie.
Okay.
Come on. Our first contestant is Maria from Granada Hills. Good morning.
What's going on?
Good morning. Hi.
Let me give you another hint. Don't pick Dave.
Okay, Allie.
Oh, you're going with Allie.
You okay. Twist wow. your arm there, Maria.
As long as that was your choice, we didn't influence you at all, right? That was what you were going to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions about the game?
No.
Are you a big Green Day fan?
I am a huge Green Day fan.
Excellent. Oh, fantastic!
And just know you can pass, and we'll move on to the next one and come back to it.
Got it.
Also, okay. Allie and Dave have not looked at what song titles they have until we start. So when we say go, right now, then she's going to look and we're going to begin. You ready?
Ready.
And go.
This is not the majority, but the...
Minority.
Yes. When you're from the U.S., you are... And when you're a dummy, so it's... You're a...
American idiot.
Yes. You use your alarm to...
Wake me up on September
8th. Yes. When you get to a place, like in Hawaii, they'll put a lei on you.
Holiday.
That's a great idea, but yes, no. Pass. This is not short, but...
Long?
Yeah. Yes. Keep going.
And that's...
Pass.
Okay.
Longview.
Yes.
Oh!
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I've judged.
She got it.
Longview
in. She got it.
I'm saying she passed.
She got it.
Four out of five.
But I also think she came back and nailed that. So four out of five. By the way, Allie, you did a great job with some tough titles. Oof. Maria, you were an outstanding
Amazing.
Contestant.
By the way, the one with the lei was Welcome to Paradise. Yeah, sorry about that.
But Holiday was a good guess, too.
Yeah, it was a great guess.
All right, so four out of five. So Dave's contestant usually gets one or two. So let's see how it goes when we say hello to Victor, who's joining us from Roland Heights. Hey, Victor, how you doing, man?
Hi.
You got some very tough competition. I don't know if you heard your friend Maria there, but she ruled.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, but
don't worry, Victor. We got this. You're a big Green Day fan, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, Dave is the Atlanta Falcons of this game, so I think you're going to do great.
Come on. All right, is everyone ready?
Sure.
I am.
Let's do this.
And go.
All right.
when there's something bad, you get this. You get this before something bad happens or dangerous.
Pass.
Okay. If you're crazy, or so you carry stuff in this. You carry stuff in like a picnic. What do you carry?
Basket case.
Yes. All right. You drive down this and...
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Word. It's another word for God.
Father. Father of all.
Nope. The other way. Think about it. You worship him on Sundays. You go to church. You go to church for him.
Pass.
Yeah. Christmas is considered one of these.
Holiday.
By the way, it's not another word for God. It's his son.
His son. That's pretty easy.
Listen, you know where I'm going with that. Come on.
Victor, we were looking for Jesus of Suburbia.
I'm going to put this one on Victor, by the way.
And the heads up when something is dangerous, we were looking for warning. That's what we're looking for. But you did get three. It was not a bad effort considering your partner. But let's go back to Maria and congratulate her. Maria. Woo-hoo! You are amazing, and you are the first person to win tickets for Kevin Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day. Way to be.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I am so excited.
We are excited to have you, and in between now and when we do the breakfast, I want you to come up with some good questions because you'll have a chance to help us interview the band. Thanks for playing Title Fight.
Thanks for playing Kevin and Bean's Title Fight.
Oh, yeah!
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. You rock.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What is the most embarrassing concert you ever went to? I guess we all have examples we'll discuss and get yours coming up after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. Don't forget, starting at 9 o'clock this morning and all day long on K-Rock, you can win your way into the just-announced Breakfast with Green Day. And you can also go to krock.com for more details and another chance to win as well. All right, Allie, what's happening here this Monday morning?
Well, Kevin is a very happy man because not only is hockey back.
Yes.
But his true nemesis has been silenced.
My true nemesis.
Taylor Swift.
Ah!
Here's the thing.
The story made me so happy.
The Kings listen to their fans.
Why aren't you embarrassed by this story, Kevin? Honestly.
100%. I think I was excited by how mad you would be.
It's not that I'm mad. It's just...
disappointed.
It's dumb. It's just... this doesn't have anything... Well, I'll let Allie tell the story first, and then we'll discuss. Right.
So, years ago, the Staples Center put up a banner with Taylor Swift that said, most sold-out performances. And everyone's like, oh, that's cute to put that up for Taylor Swift.
By the way,
that's
it wasn't
nice.
A thing.
Yeah.
She didn't replace someone's banner.
Well, I remember they had Kobe Bryant come out and unveil the banner at a concert.
Yeah, it was rough. Blah, blah, blah. And people thought, okay, that's nice for the concert. Obviously, it's not staying there, right?
Right.
Oh, no, it's stayed there. Yeah. That's a banner at the freaking Staples Center.
So they look at it as a world champion. She's a record holder for selling out the most times at that one venue.
I guess,
right?
But that category didn't exist before.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So she's had this banner hanging up since 2015.
It's bogus.
Which is also the last time the Kings have won a playoff series.
Right.
So obviously...
coincidence? I think not.
I think not. It's Taylor
Swift's
banner.
Oh, the banner is the problem.
Yeah. So the Kings listen to their fans. They're like, you got to cover that up. The Clippers cover up, I think, all of the Staples Center during their games. They're like,
well,
we don't
want about the Clipper banners.
Yeah, they certainly cover up the Laker banners. That's for sure.
Yeah, but they also cover up hers as well.
Yeah.
So the Kings were like, listen, we heard you. We're covering it up. And what do the Kings do? They win their home opener. What do they do last? Okay, last night, not so
not
much.
Not so much,
but they won the home opener, so obviously it's working.
Okay, let me throw this out there. Kevin, you can speak on behalf of all Kings fans. If the Kings listen to their fans, Why don't they instead, I don't know, get a goalie that doesn't give up 6 to 8 goals per game? Whoa. Maybe
Are you coming at Jonathan Quick like that? Wow.
Isn't everybody coming at Jonathan Quick right now? He's literally, using the word correctly here, the worst goalie in the NHL this season so far, statistically.
What are you even saying?
Yes. Statistically, he is the worst goalie in the NHL.
I read an article,
right now.
So I know hockey.
I'm not claiming I know hockey. I'm just saying the problem with the Kings losing is more games where you give up 8 goals than it is a banner, and it doesn't matter that the banner has anything to do with Taylor Swift.
Did you think he was going to take this sitting down?
If the banner was Drake, it doesn't matter what the banner is. I'm telling you, the banner is not the Kings' problem.
Wow. Yeah, but we cannot like it. And I love the fact that they covered it. I love it.
Okay.
Do I honestly think that's why we didn't win? No, we weren't that good. But
yeah, stunk.
Covering it is awesome.
Here's my question, Bean. And
yes,
please be as truthful as possible.
Of course.
Does she need a banner at the Staples Center?
No, yeah. Absolutely not.
It's so weird.
But it wasn't her decision.
I know, but it's so dumb to even have it up there.
I agree.
I think it's just the lamest thing. Like, the Indianapolis Colts will be like, we won on a Thursday, and they'll put up a banner. It's embarrassing.
The only one I can think of who has it, the Brooklyn Nets have it for Jay-Z because he opened it with a consecutive night sellout. So he has a banner where the Nets play.
Barclays. And he's a co-owner of her team,
Was. And it's at Barclays.
Yeah. She sold out the venue for 16 times. Does she need a banner forever? No, of course not. But I get what the Kings are doing is they're trying to get people to be excited about something.
I'm excited.
But that's not the problem, is what I'm saying.
Right.
He's a dick! Not sure
I'm a dick.
He's a dick! He's a dick!
Why do you hate hockey?
No, I don't. I love hockey.
Why do you hate the Kings?
It's a great decision on the Kings' part, and I love it.
I think it's
You're not a hysterical. Tiny bit embarrassed?
No. Okay. I hate that banner.
Honestly,
I'm happy to see it go.
I was embarrassed when they put it up, and I found out it was staying. I was embarrassed for the Staples Center. Just saying.
Agreed.
Just saying. Guys.
Bad decision. Good one now.
Oh, I think it's horrible. It's terrible. Mm. It's the worst. I hate it.
Right.
I mean, look at that. 1-1. I mean, just like that.
That's right. Nothing says winning the Stanley Cup like 1-1 at home.
Thank God they covered that banner. They're now 500.
I don't think I appreciate your tone, either of you.
I don't think I like this room at all.
If you're not excited right now, you better check your pulse.
Kevin Muggs and I aren't going to speak to you for the remainder of the day. Which will make for great radio. Some birthdays for you guys. Stacey Keibler, Usher, Thomas Dolby.
She blinded me with science.
Still got it. Jared Goff and Stephen A. Smith.
Lord. Silence. Lord have mercy. And that's what that
is. That's what that
is. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Earlier today, we announced Kevin and Bean's last breakfast with Green Day.
Love it. I mean, it's my last breakfast. The breakfasts will go on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With the show. It's just the last one I'm going to be at, and I could not be more pleased to have a great band like Green Day doing their songs in a tiny little space in the HD Radio Sound Space. And we started giving away tickets this morning, gave some away already. We've got them for you every hour starting at 9 a.m. throughout the day on K-Rock all week long.
By the way, just before I die, I would also like Green Day to play.
I mean, why not?
Right. You know?
How did you guys get to talking about the worst concert you ever went to or the most embarrassing one you ever went to?
Well, I had tweeted something last week where I admitted that I had seen someone perform in college at a concert and that he performed the same song 3 times to end the show, which is like clearly the show's not going well. And you're just like, play the hit right. again. Play the hit again.
So it was Jay-Z and Kanye?
No.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
I was at that show, though.
Didn't they do it like 16
times
in a row?
Yeah, 16 times.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
Everyone was thrilled about that.
Yeah, I love it.
This was not that case. This was that I saw Vanilla Ice in college. And so you know, I went to college.
Slow down.
Yeah, way later than when you would expect Vanilla Ice to be playing.
Did you say Vanilla Ice?
I saw Vanilla Ice in college.
On purpose?
Yes.
Kevin, I would bet there are hundreds of thousands of people who went to see Vanilla Ice and were excited about it. He was the hottest artist in the world for a minute.
Take it easy.
I saw him in like 2000.
Okay, there's no excuse for that.
Yeah, it was when he had like just released that rock album with like the Korn producer, and he had done Ice Ice Baby as like a rock song.
Yeah.
And he performed it like some frat party or something, and I thought it would be kind of, I don't know if it was funny, but I was like, oh, I should go see him do a frat party. So I went to it, and I regretted it almost immediately. And I was like, someone's going to see me here, and they're going to hold it against me. Which is only funny, because later as Hot Carl, I ended up opening a show for him.
Was anything about the show good? Like, were you surprised that he actually had some good songs?
No. I was just happy he did the Ninja Rap song. Not that he did it well. I was just like, good he doesn't shy away from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 soundtrack. But
did he do play the funky music?
What do you think, Bean?
He had to. Yeah,
yes.
He did everything you've ever heard of. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, he did Ice Ice Baby regular, then rock, and then regular again. And I was like, man, that's really what you're getting paid for. And then I think Tone Loc came out.
Oh.
I think Tone Loc did Wild Thing to end the show. And I was like, oh, now we're really just scouring homeless shelters. But yeah, that was probably the most embarrassing concert.
All right, let me ask you a question. So you have to be embarrassed by going to it. This is what we're looking
for. You don't want to be seen.
At 1-800-520-1067. But I've been to a lot of concerts because whoever you love wants to go, so you do it.
Yeah.
I think those don't count. If you're doing it
like when you get dragged to Barbara Streisand and stuff, you're saying that that's not on your watch.
I don't think so.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. You have to be on your own accord.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's your decision. You saw him. You don't want anyone to know.
Like
so
when,
call a radio station and let's broadcast.
Let us know, yeah.
Right.
Like when Omar and some of the other members of the Kevin and Bean Show intentionally went to Kevin Federline.
See, but now
it feels ironic.
Now we're getting to irony and hate watch.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Boy, we're threading a needle here, man.
Yes, we are.
It's a concert you went to. You're embarrassed about it.
Yes.
Like if I decided this weekend, you know what? I'm going to go see Kid Rock.
Right. Yes.
That would be exactly what you're looking for.
That would be fitting.
Because if I'm seen at Kid Rock, all of a sudden I've got some splaining to do.
You know who I did see? I did see Christopher Cross at the House of Blues, and I was like in my 20s.
On purpose?
Oh. Yeah, on purpose.
Huh. See, I would totally see that.
I know, that's because I'm being like... But
was it great?
It was...
Were you in Yacht Rock Heaven?
It was not great. He,
what?
I mean, no, listen. Sailing, all those things were great. But
did he ride like the wind?
Yes, he clearly rode like the wind.
So is he again?
Yes, he did cool. The four songs I know. But then you also
did he think of Laura while you were there?
I don't think he did Laura.
He had to.
I don't remember it.
I saw Christopher Cross.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
And you did.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Yeah, he was great. I also saw Chris Cross.
Wow. Yeah.
Christopher Cross.
Great drop.
Thank you. Yeah.
Let's stick to what Kevin and Bean listen to.
Right?
Christopher Cross.
Right, sure. Uh-huh.
Jackson Brown.
Mm-hmm. Saw Jackson Brown numerous times.
All right.
Ellie, you don't have anyone that you're embarrassed to have seen?
No. I think I do know there's a concert people were embarrassed for me. and that was when about six of my friends decided that we would go down to LA Live and get a little hammered during the day and then go see Yo Gabba Gabba Live because none of us have kids. And
right.
People were mortified for us. They're like, where are your kids? We're like, oh, shoot. Where are they?
Left them at the bar.
But I mean, it's Yo Gabba Gabba. They rule. Plus Biz Markie.
That says a lot about Allie, though, because I thought she was going to either Hootie and the Blowfish or Def Leppard, but then went to Yo Gabba Gabba. So technically, I'm embarrassed for the other two.
Oh, my God. A, Hootie and the Blowfish rule.
I do think they're cool.
B,
I don't think Def Leppard is great.
Def Leppard rules. If you could go to Def Leppard.
You got to be in Vegas and drunk, though, to go to Def Leppard.
As I was.
Okay. Check and check.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 1-800-520-1067. The show that you went to that you were embarrassed about. I think we got some great calls already coming in. Marcos up first in Cyprus. He's on line one to get us going here on K-Rock.
Morning, Marcos.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
We're great. You got something to add to our list?
Yeah, Bean, love you. Gonna miss you. 20
Thank you,
years. Gosh, oh my God, it's horrible.
Appreciate you.
Fish was the worst thing ever.
This hurts me.
Yeah, but I mean, if he's not into them, he's got to sit through like hours.
And this hurts me as a fish. Clue. As a fish head, this really hurts me.
They're
what was the problem?
I just had no clue what they were about. It was like a friend said, "Hey, you want to go?" I said, "Sure, let's go." And it was just. I just didn't understand it. It was just instrumentals and lights. It was no bueno, man.
You can't walk into Fish
cold. You have to have some sort of understanding of their music.
That's what I've heard. Yeah, you can't walk into fish bowl.
No cold fish. Hey, guys, can't wait for Stryker and Klein in the morning.
Thank you.
Oh,
whoa. Damn. How are you going to come at us like that?
Well played, Marcos.
Wow. All right, 1-800-520-1067.
Bean's upset. Yeah. You're not the one staying, dude.
Does
that mean we don't wake up as early?
Yeah, we also don't get a paycheck.
Oh, right. Well, I thought it meant afternoons.
Oh, then I'm in. Right? Can we do that?
I think we may be off topic.
All right, we'll take a quick break, come back. What's the embarrassing show? I'm trying to think if I should tell you mine or not, but I don't think mine counts because I was working the venue. You know, I used to do concert security. I was one of those yellow jackets. You know those guys at the venue who like keep you from jumping up on the stage and stuff?
Yeah,
you look at that guy
and you go, I'm not messing with that dude.
Yeah, that was me. I was that dude.
Were they hiring people that look like they're made of paper?
Paper mache guards?
Yeah. The show that I saw though that otherwise I think would have been perfect for this was Menudo.
Oh.
I did see Menudo.
All right.
We'll accept that.
And it wasn't bad.
You're supposed to be embarrassed.
I mean, it was all in Spanish. I didn't understand a word of it. But I kind of enjoyed it. All right, quick break. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
A lot of times you'll be delighted you got to see a concert. You'll hang onto that ticket stub. You'll buy the T-shirt. You'll brag for the rest of your life. Man, you can't believe who I got to see. That's not what we're talking about.
No.
Exactly. We're talking about the show that you're embarrassed to have been at. We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we go to Sandro in Chino on line 7, joining us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Veronica, you hang on. Sean, you hang on. We'll get to all your calls as soon as we can.
Hey, Sandro.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Morning.
Hey. Morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing well. What concert were you embarrassed that you attended?
Minnie Vanilli.
Oh, Mini Vanilli, yeah.
That was the dwarf version
of Milli Vanilli.
Honestly, that'd be a great concert.
I would go to that.
Like Mini Kiss.
Blame it on the rain, we feel it last.
So was it embarrassing just because you saw them and then the scandal came out and you realized you'd been duped and they were just lip syncing?
It was just embarrassing that I actually showed up to the show. It was pretty bad. I mean, they brought out two shorts. It was just a horrible show altogether.
I mean, they were a huge band in America for a couple of years.
Grammy
like four huge hits, and everybody was going to see them. I mean, you certainly weren't alone in getting duped on that one.
No, but you should be embarrassed.
Yeah, you should still be embarrassed. Yeah.
Completely embarrassed, and I'm actually embarrassed by calling and saying that. So.
Yeah. All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Veronica on line 1, please. She's in Whittier. I am going to throw down with Veronica. We might not even be friends anymore.
I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Who's your band or artist that you were embarrassed to go see?
I went to go see Willie Nelson.
Luck out.
Sounds good.
Luck
yeah, what's the deal?
He's a giant. He's a legend.
I don't even know what he sang. I just got invited. I could have said no. It wasn't like a pity invitation. So my cousin says, hey, dude, I got an extra ticket to go see Willie Nelson. And I was like, Willie Nelson, really? She's like, yeah, come on. And in my head, I was thinking, wow, he's old and he made a lot of money and he's famous. Maybe it'll be good. I don't know. Just give it a try. So I went and the guy's on stage smoking pot, like getting a contact high.
Yeah.
Talking about how he's just there to make enough money to pay off the IRS, and it was just really
It sounds
strange.
Like a party.
it was a party, but I didn't go to work like I usually do and brag about, like, you know, I went to go see K-Rock Weenie Roast or something. They're like, what'd you do this weekend? And I'm like, not much.
I smoked weed with an old dude who owed money to the government.
He's going to die, and you're going to be consider yourself lucky that you saw
I don't
him.
Think that's true.
Allie, didn't you smoke out with Willie Nelson one time?
Merle Haggard.
Oh, it was Merle Haggard.
Yeah, but I was invited to go with Merle and Willie to go look for aliens in Roswell.
That sounds like the greatest day ever.
Pretty much. My news director was like, she can't go. Sorry.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to talk about it. It's really upsetting.
By the way, Willie got ripped off by his accountant and I think owed $16 million, to the IRS, which is why he had to tour like 300 days that year, was to try to make some of that back. All right. Taking your calls, 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to Kim. She's in Los Angeles, line 3. This is a good one. You guys will love this.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. What's the show you're embarrassed that you were at?
Well, I'm going to date myself. I was a kid in the 70s, and this is when the Universal Amphitheater was outdoor. And my mom, we were just on the freeway, and we saw a bulletin board. And she's like, oh, my God, it's going to be Bob Marley and the Wailers at the Universal Amphitheater. So it was very impromptu. We drove there that night. We got the tickets. The show hadn't started. And we started looking around when we got in there. And there was a bunch of people with cowboy hats and all kinds of stuff. And then the band came out. And she's like, well, this must be the opening act. And then they started playing it with Waylon Jennings.
Your mom just read the sign wrong?
What?
It was Waylon Jennings. My mom has ADD. We know that now. And she's not good with details. Oh. So she just saw Waylon.
She thought it was Bob Marley and the Wailers.
That
and it was
awesome.
Waylon Jennings.
Unreal.
That's
I
awesome.
I love your mom so That's, much.
Did you stick it out?
For about the first 15, 20 minutes, because she was embarrassed. She didn't know what to do. Did we get our money back? God. No. So we just left.
All right, Kim, this is a very important question, and I'd love it if you know the answer. Did you find out after the fact whether Bob Marley was even still alive when you went to see that Waylon Jennings concert?
Yes, because he died in 79, I believe, and this was like 77, I want to say.
Okay, so, all right, could have been worse. All right, thank you for the call.
Not sure how.
Have fun in Leukebach, Texas.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Since week one of the NFL season, we've been having our friends Jen and Cody from Swings and Misses on the Radio.com app and podcast come in to talk about sports for the weekend. Now, do we feel like the relationship is strong enough, Kevin, that we can unleash one of Jensen's interests for
Absolutely.
Them? And they'll still come back?
I think they'll like us more.
Good luck. Right,
let's try it.
Jen and Cody. Jen and Cody. Go together like sports and trophies. This, I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Sports!
We didn't have to play.
Beautiful, right?
Yeah. You could have just beautiful. Said no.
That's a keeper.
You actually can't have sports without trophies. It's kind of
I quit. I will never be back on this show again.
You can see where we thought it was you. Going.
No. It was worse than I even
I
remembered.
Say we keep it.
I say it never sees the light of day
again. It's 100% staying now.
I love it.
It was adorable.
Thank you.
Now, sure. Cody, you are claiming that you have picked the Nationals as the World Series champions for this season.
No. I picked that they'd win the pennant. Whoever wins the pennant for the National League is just going to have the honor of getting swept by whoever wins the American League, which I picked to be the Astros.
Okay, so Astros or Yankees probably are going to beat the Nationals. Or whoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you thought the Nationals were going to go the whole way in the National League.
Yes, I did.
Interesting. So you weren't as heartbroken and devastated as the rest of us last week with the Dodger season.
The Dodger fan in him was.
No, I'm not a Dodger fan at all anymore. The Dodgers never paid me.
That part died.
Yeah, that part died the moment I got drafted by the Padres, and that my whole fandom just died.
You disgust me. Where's your loyalty?
Right?
Oh, yes. Where's the Dodgers' loyalty in drafting an LA-born kid who grew up loving the Dodgers and he let the Padres pick me?
Right? Mike Lieberthal. Mm. Yeah. Oh, wait. What? Sorry, I was going Mike Lieberthal.
You might need to let that go at some point.
No, okay. Never.
All right.
Never. Okay. But no, I felt very vindicated because I really thought that the Nationals starting pitching in a 5-game series really matched up really well against the Dodgers. I thought.
But can't you share some of our devastation, Cody? Honestly, can't you at least feel some sympathy for
most
the human
wins
beings?
No. Franchise
the
history.
The human beings that you walk amongst every single day. Can't you at least give us a few days?
You're
to...
a heartless bastard.
You know, yes. Everybody enjoys chaos.
I'm
That's
a terrible person. And, and there's something about it that just made me feel just so good.
You are a terrible person.
I loved it. No, yeah. Listen.
He's gone to the dark side,
there are
guys.
People in the Dodgers. I'm friends with a lot of the Dodgers. I mean, Dave Roberts, I played
Jen Jen and Cody.
That's the end of the segment.
No, but like Dave Roberts is one of my favorite guys in the world. He was
and
my
Jeff
bench coach.
And Jeff Peterson adopted a puppy from us.
Yes, he did. No? And, you know, Dave Roberts is one of my favorite people in the world, but I just did not like the matchup when it came to the pitching staffs. And
is his job in danger?
No. I mean, that was one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't type things. Because think about it this way, which every Dodger fan seems to just completely get out of their head. Kershaw came in. 3 straight strikes, got out of the inning, came back out. If he didn't come back out and Maeda came in and gave up those two runs, everyone's first thought would be, we have to fire Dave Roberts for pulling Clayton Kershaw. Yeah. That is just how everyone is
reacting. So there's a no-win in that game.
There was a no-win scenario. And by the way, Clayton Kershaw did not give up four unanswered runs in the 10th. That was Joe Kelly.
That's right. It was Joe Kelly.
Which was his second huge mistake of the night.
Yeah. All right. I hate to say it, but it's how baseball fans live. Is there's always next year. So, you know, RIP Dodgers. Let's talk football for a minute. How concerned would you be if you are a Rams fan? Your team went to the Super Bowl last year. This year, not so much. You've lost three in a row. Now, granted, without Todd Gurley, that hurts a lot. Terrible Jared Goff performance. What's going on?
I think like they're finding some growing pains right now, and I also think that having Gurley out, they just can't kind of reconfigure their offense fast enough. I feel like Goff's been kind of figured out, and not having one of his major weapons is just really hamstringing them right now.
That offense is really, really almost ran through Todd Gurley. Mm-hmm. And if Todd Gurley's out, now you got to go through Goff. And anytime Goff faces any defense with any, puts any pressure on him, he crumbles immediately.
They just don't have an offensive line. You know, like the guys are really, really young. This is some growing pains. Like, just bear with them right now, LA. Don't expect too much. Go to the games and get drunk. Like, just be a good supportive fan.
It couldn't help that they started 3-0, right? I mean, it feels like we gave expectations that they didn't deserve.
Yeah. Just think of them as the Cowboys right now.
Right.
How dare you?
There's a lot of falling apart in the NFL right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, the Niners are just that good right now.
Are they, though? Really?
Right now, they're
very good. I still can't believe it.
This was their litmus test against you guys, and I think that they passed it, honestly.
Yeah. Plus, it's Jimmy G, right?
You're on that train?
I've been on that train. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not an unattractive man, if that's what you're saying, Allie.
That's why the Patriots got rid of him. Tom Brady was like, I got to be the hottest. And we're like, whatever, you look a little...
You're like, look, with that forehead, good luck. Sorry.
Don't hate it.
When is Gurley coming back?
Do we know?
Pardon?
Do we know?
No. We don't know yet.
Okay.
How badly he's hurt? No. They usually hide all that stuff.
Thigh contusions are kind of weird. Contusions of any kind are kind of weird. They're kind of like sprains.
He's also kind of been playing banged up all season. That's another reason why the offense has not been firing off as quite as well as it normally would. And so, you know, we'll see where it goes, but contusions are like sprains.
There are a lot of times players go down and then somebody comes in that's untested and they stand up and they...
Which happened a bunch this season already. Yeah.
Yeah, I like to call that backup quarterback syndrome, where it's like the rest of the team's like, oh, shit, our second guy's in there. We have to really step up.
But what about the running back for the Rams? Is there nobody that can...
No one that's Todd Gurley.
Gurley. I know they're not Todd Gurley.
But to really step up, to really run the offense the way Gurley... The offense is literally built around Todd Gurley.
Gotcha.
To really bring in somebody else that is not Todd Gurley and run that offense through him, it's just not going to work.
Mm-hmm. All right. Chargers offense just as bad this weekend against the Steelers, too, right?
Oof. What can I say?
Nothing to like there.
How about the fans over down there? That was a Steelers stadium.
Every game.
Every game is the away game.
My God.
It's the old Clippers adage of being like, come see LeBron James. Come see Michael Jordan. It's like they're not actually selling their own team.
Yeah, it was ugly. Their offense just looks anemic right now, and their defense is not able to carry that team. It's ugly. And normally, you know, the Chargers are always slow starters every year, but this is a very slow start.
Is it going to get better?
It could, because their division is not the strongest. Right now, the Raiders are 3-2, and I'm a Raider fan, and I know for a fact this is not going to last. So there's
you didn't think the Raiders would win three games.
I'm
you said
blown
last week.
Away. I'm so happy.
You're ready to give them a trophy now, Cody.
Give them all the rings.
Three games.
I can't believe it.
Told you.
What a team.
He roots for chaos.
Yeah. All right. You'll be talking about all the baseball, all the football. I assume you'll talk about that sub-2-hour marathon runner this weekend on your sports show today, too, as well, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll get right on.
Radio.com app is where you want to be. You can stream the Swings and Misses show from 10 on, and you can also check out the podcast. Same place, radio.com. Jan, Cody, thanks so much. See you next week.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-R-O-Q. K-Rock.
We announced earlier this morning, Kevin and Bean's last breakfast with that band, Green Day.
How about that?
Woo-hoo! And then R.I.P. Bean.
Yep.
It's the last thing he's going to see in his life.
I'm healthy.
The lights
well,
go out forever.
It's not that. I'm
and
just
R.I.P. Bean.
Do we do it? Do we have to sacrifice him at the end of the performance?
I think so, yeah.
Would that be crazy?
That's what
if
they agreed to.
If you guys had Dr. Drew come out to put me down after Green Day.
Would that be crazy? Yeah, you're on a bed, a gurney, strapped down, and then he injects you.
That would be the weirdest
radio show
ever.
What's your final meal?
Toast.
No, really. Seriously, though. What's your final meal?
absolutely be toast.
They would never believe you.
That's also the thing they feed you normally in jail. So they don't even have to go out of the jail to get you your meal.
What if you guys put me down at the end of the Green Day breakfast?
We don't have to. That's Father Time is taking care of that.
Okay. We're giving away tickets every hour throughout the whole week from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. on K-Rock. And don't forget, you can also go to K-Rock.com to get an additional chance to win. But it is going to be super, super fun on the morning of October the 28th. It's our Breakfast with Green Day. We're delighted to have those guys back. Like I said earlier, yeah, see him at Dodger Stadium next summer, of course. But why not see him in the HD radio sound space with fewer than 200 people, too?
Mm-hmm.
Do both. All right. Allie's going to take us home with our final look at what's happening here on a Monday.
Well, this is just lovely. BBC One and BBC Children in Need have an album coming out on Friday, the 1st of November, where proceeds obviously go to BBC Children in Need. This album, you guys, it's going to feature all Doctor Who stars, past and present, doing cover songs. It's called Children in Need. Got it covered.
Kids are stupid.
Kids are not stupid. Kids are wonderful, and this is going to help a lot of people. But you've got people like Olivia Colman doing Glory Box by Portishead. You've got David Tennant doing a Proclaimer song.
Can they all sing?
No!
Okay.
No!
So this is like
cool, but at the same time, they're kind of dumb. Okay.
If you love bad karaoke, this is your album.
But I would want to hear David Tennant sing.
I would
hear Olivia Colman sing.
Wait, you just got told that they can't sing.
Well, I don't think they're horrible. And they're doing this for the kids. And if you're a Doctor Who fan, this is huge.
And Jim Broadbent has got to be, what, 80? I want to hear him sing.
I don't think he's...
He's on the album, too.
He's on the album.
He is.
Is
he's
he?
On the album, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he covered Blue Moon by Rodgers and Hart.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Helena Bonham Carter is singing Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell. That's a great song, you guys. But
you know, it's better when she does it. Yeah.
I'm sure it is. But this is money going to a great cause. I do have one clip. It is Jodie Whittaker, the current Doctor Who, who is covering Yellow by Coldplay. You want to hear it?
Yes.
All right.
I mean,
I drew a line for you. Oh, what a thing to do. And it was all yellow. For you, I'd bleed myself dry.
I mean, do we need
right.
that?
Oh,
right,
you need
many,
it because you're giving
thoughts.
Money for
Just
children
give money.
In need.
Just give the money.
I have many thoughts.
Go ahead.
First of all, shame on you, Kevin, for playing it first time out.
I was shocked.
When Allie asked for it.
Gotta change things up, man.
How?
Gotta change things up.
I was shocked.
Plus, I agree with Kevin. We absolutely do not need it. There's no reason in the world for that.
If somebody's going to make a cover, they need to make it their own.
Step it up.
So there's no reason to do the exact same version.
But it felt different because the Coldplay version makes me want to take my life. Uh-huh. It is such a sad, sad song.
But three...
Okay.
Her accent is so adorable that I love listening to any words that come out of her mouth, sung or spoken, because Jodie Whittaker is great.
Okay, so you're
kinda,
back in.
I kind of dug it.
That wasn't the real song. I have the real one.
I kind of dug That wasn't Jodie Whittaker?
That was pretty backwards,
that was
but
a joke.
Let's try it.
That one he played is a joke.
Right, we didn't play it
at
all.
This is the real one.
Better.
Mm-hmm.
But have you heard the other track?
Wow.
Have you heard the other track on the album?
I have not.
Raise the Kids, because I've got one I think you're going to want to run out and buy it immediately.
Okay. You'll never be real. Chipping in my blood. Instead of drops and back from dust.
Miss Piggy can rule.
She had a different kind of buzz to me and be your ruler.
Okay. I mean, I can't wait. Really.
I mean, if you guys want the actual clip.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know why we didn't do it.
I have the actual clip. Here we go.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids.
Why would she do that?
1-877 cars for
not
kids.
The song.
Donate your car today.
I mean, what's wrong with you guys?
It's going to be a good album.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
If those things were on it, I would buy it.
Yeah.
Now I'm interested.
Yeah.
Is that possibly the first time we played the correct song? And then yes. Just, okay.
I think so.
I just thought I'd change it up a bit. But apparently that's unacceptable.
Felt great. Felt
very
great.
Disappointed.
Children in Need.
And my day is ruined.
Got It Covered will be released on Friday the 1st of November. You guys have your flu shot?
Yes. I have to get it this next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because
I've
of the baby.
I've never gotten a flu shot in my whole life.
Me neither. This will be my first one.
Oh, because of the baby. Sure, that makes sense. Yeah.
I have never gotten one either, Bean. I think we are in the minority.
When I was in Britain over the weekend, in all the chemist shops, you know, the drugstores that you walk by, they have a big banner out that says, get your flu jab.
Flu jab. You get punched in the face? That sucks.
They make it sound cool.
Yeah, get your flu jab. So I guess 'tis the season. Why do you bring it up?
Because U.S. health officials say there's a good chance that flu season could arrive early this year, judging by how it's been moving through the southern hemisphere in the last 6 months. The CDC says that the flu has circulated in the southern hemisphere, and it seems severe. That means an early arrival it was pretty imminent, you guys. They're reminding people to get their flu shots before the flu actually starts to spread.
Oh, that's
they're
helpful.
Saying, yeah, now's a good time to get vaccinated and really start thinking about the flu and preparing for the upcoming season. Who's really starting to think about the flu? Like, I'm just going to sit here and think about the flu for about 30 minutes.
You actually had a flu shot.
I actually had a flu shot.
Really? How'd you get it?
I got it right in the butt.
Oh. That wasn't the flu shot. He also...
That's a dumb follow-up question there, by the way. Mm-hmm. How'd you get it?
Sorry, the doctor said it's important for everyone to get vaccinated because even if you're not a person at high risk, you're helping protect the other people who fall into that category.
I'm worried, though, with Jensen getting the flu shot that now his son will get autism. Aren't you guys kind of concerned about that?
No, no one's worried about that because that's dumb.
That's what I heard.
Right.
Yeah, I heard that lady on The Masked Singer say it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Also, you know that... Jensen getting the shot
won't affect my child.
He might catch. Adler might catch it from Jensen.
Or he might get it from my genes.
Yeah, you don't know, man.
He's already born.
I wear jeans every day.
Okay.
I wear them, yeah.
I'm going to wrap this up.
Reminder, hope everybody got their flu shots.
Right. Okay.
And Rite Aid, in a lot of places, are actually giving them out for like $20-$25.
Okay.
Just show up and you get a flu shot.
Right. Okay.
But you got to pay $20 or $25.
Understood.
But it's first come, first serve.
Well, that's how most things are in retail.
Very helpful.
Very helpful. Flu jab. Get your flu jab.
Get your flu jab. Yeah.
Don't hate it. And flu jab was the DJ.
The butt.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. Some birthdays for you. Usher. Stephen A. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I have no guts.
Jared Goff. Stacey Keibler.
Do you want it again?
I do.
All right, say it.
Especially
say it.
Now.
Say it again. We'll edit it in post.
Stacey Keibler. Oh, crazy. That's Stacey Q.
That's dumb. Why would you play that?
Oh, this is a misunderstanding. I'm sorry.
My favorite thing earlier was when Bean said, hey, Allie, before you play the Stacey Keach birthday, before you say it, give me a beat. I'll play something. And I said, you mean Stacey Keibler? And you're like, oh, this will work too.
Very different.
I can't believe he was able to still use it. Because normally you'd think it was something specifically made for Stacey Keach.
Dumb. Oh, and happy birthday to Thomas Dolby.
She blinded me with science.
He still got it.
Oh, that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. You drive home today. Listen to Stryker and Klein in their commercial-free 5 p.m. hour. Random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We've got animal stories for you. We've got Tyler Toffoli from the L.A. Kings. We have Hobo Johnson stopping by in studio.
Oh, now that's a former get-up on this, wasn't
that's
it, for me,
right.
Jensen?
That's right.
And we have your tickets to Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day tomorrow.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.